Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Relationship Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Boutros. I'm a relationship coach that's helped hundreds of women gain more confidence and more fulfillment in their relationships. Today, I'm going to be having a solo episode, just me, myself, and I. And I'm going to get very vulnerable about something that I've literally just been going through now, which is shutting down when it comes to facing difficulties in a relationship. There was a lot of conflict in my childhood and explosive arguments, shouting, name calling, defensiveness, punishment. And I was always made to feel that my feelings were wrong. So I grew up suppressing them. And I also grew up very defensive because I felt like I was always getting attacked. I've been working on this now for probably since I was maybe 21 on how to stop shutting down my emotions. And while I have gotten so much better at speaking up and saying how I feel and having constructive conversations instead of arguments, I still struggle with it sometimes. It really depends on the intensity of the situation and the intensity of the emotions. Today, I faced a situation in my relationship that made me start having doubts about myself and made me start having doubts about my partner's intentions. Because I've grown up feeling that my feelings are so wrong, and because I care about my relationship so much, this was a certain kind of situation that made it really difficult for me to speak up on the spot. And so I felt myself shut down and I took myself out of the house. I gave myself space. I really just wanted to take the time out to process my feelings before I go back into the conversation with what I want to say. Before, I used to really beat myself up about this. I would just be like, why am I still not the kind of person that can just say how they feel in the moment? And why do I feel myself shutting down? But the reality is that when I was stuck in that mindset, I shut myself down even further because I was making myself feel like I was wrong. So the first step for me being able to navigate shutting down is by giving myself compassion, understanding that at some point, shutting down was a protective mechanism that kept me safe. Because if I shut my feelings down, then I would be able to maintain the love that I still had in my life. If I shut my feelings down, then I would avoid the wrath of whatever arguments were going to happen in the house. So giving myself compassion that experience was really difficult, and it still lives in my nervous system, knowing that it's just trying to protect me because the situation feels similar. If I say something, I'm going to get shouted at, rejected, judged. The second thing is I changed the way that I viewed my shutting down. What I once saw as a weakness that I had or a problem that needed to be fixed, I started using it to my advantage because I know that I have a history of trauma and I know that sometimes situations in the present day moment can be clouded by that trauma. So shutting down actually gives me the space to process my feelings, to understand where they're coming from, and to understand exactly what I need. And this is a process that I still, until today, have to practice doing because I have spent such a long time shutting myself away from my feelings. And this can actually be extremely helpful for my relationship because if I'm to react from a place of getting triggered, it's more often than not that I will probably end up pointing blame at my partner and accusing them of doing something that they may or may not have meant to do. But allowing myself to have this space really gives me the opportunity to reflect on how I want to bring up what I feel and what I need from a place of having an open, respectful conversation. The only thing is that I will say is that when you are taking that space and you feel shut down, it is really important to communicate to your partner as well, because they might get worried about why you've just suddenly run off and you don't want to talk about your feelings, and then they will start panicking. So it's okay to want that space to think about how you want to express your feelings, but just make sure that you're also letting your partner know, hey, I'm feeling a little bit upset about something and I just need some time to think on it. Let's talk about it when we see each other again. Otherwise, it can become quite disruptive to your relationship. Your partner can feel like they're getting the silent treatment or they're being punished for something that they don't even know that they've done. And the third and the most important thing I'd say is I had to get really comfortable with being wrong. This whole time, the thing that has been holding me back from expressing my feelings is the fear that I am wrong and what I'm feeling is wrong. So I had to get comfortable with being wrong. Because as long as I carried this belief that what I feel is wrong, and I used that as an excuse not to share how I feel, I would continue to suppress my feelings. And that is not a sustainable way to enter a relationship. So how can you embrace being wrong? We all know people in our lives who have been so wrong about certain things that we've done, and we've extended them grace and compassion, and we've even explained ourselves to them. So how can we give ourselves that same grace to be wrong and to be proven wrong. There's nothing wrong with being wrong, but there is something very wrong about not expressing your feelings. And I have said wrong so many times now that it doesn't even sound like a word anymore. And what came with allowing myself to be wrong is that I could even start the conversations up more gently. I could start this conversation by saying, I'm not sure if I'm right about this, but this is what I'm feeling. Not only does this allow space for explanation from the other person, but it also allows them not to feel like they're being attacked or blamed for doing something that they didn't mean to do. So to conclude, be kind to yourself, allow yourself that space for reflection instead of judging yourself for it, and be okay with being wrong. Managing your emotions is a continuous practice, but the more gentle that you are with yourself and the more you allow yourself to be a work in progress, the easier it will become for you. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, let me know in the comments, and I'll see you in the next episode.